So I realize that as practitioners, it's sort of the rare opportunity that we're brought in before paper starts churning. But that really is the ideal practice. And even if we're not, even if we're brought in after communications have already been ongoing and there's already a draft, before you sort of dig in and start marking up the document, it sort of goes without saying, but take a step back. Try to outline what the key objectives of your client and try to outline what the key objectives of the counterparty may be. Think about what their interests are. Think about what their best alternative to a negotiated agreement may be. What point do they walk away? What point does your client walk away? And have those discussions with your client in advance so you sort of know the freedom to operate. I try to identify a champion with the counterparty. Again, if you're brought in at the stage where you're already drafting documents, you may not have a champion in the counterparty. But things you do in the course of the negotiation can help sometimes create a champion. Obviously, again, common sense, but being honest and straightforward to the opposing counsel, providing drafts and information when requested, and having an open dialogue about interests is more likely to lead to the opposing counsel being a champion with you to try to form a win-win solution. Coordinate communications. Make sure everyone on your team, that means the business folks who are having the business discussions if they're apart from you, that they're saying the same things you're saying, that they're espousing the same interests. The worst thing you can do is allow your team to sort of be splintered off and allow the other side to play one person off another. Frankly, at the same time, all this is probably not the win-win and build the trust way, sometimes that is an opportunity to try to improve your situation via a counterparty if their communications are not coordinated.